Hello, everybody. This is Rye with KMMR Mustang Radio, back with Coach's Corner as we catch up with Nick Oxart, the coach of the Mighty Mustangs. How's it going today?
I'm doing good this afternoon. Thank you.
And so we're sitting pretty good on the season so far. I don't want to jinx anything. I'm going to knock on some wood just in case, but 3-0, did great this last weekend.
Yeah, I'm real proud of our guys and our coaching staff for getting our guys prepared and handling some adversity and battling a really good Jefferson team. It was a lot of fun and came out of there healthy and looking forward to this week.
I know one thing, and I know you're going to get into the game and give us a full-on recap, but we were talking up in the booth. It must have been some great speech that got the boys going at halftime. That's all we could figure is you gave them the, you know, the attaboy speech. And
yeah, I would like to think I'm Newt Rockne from Notre Dame, but I'm far from it. No, it's just Coach DeVries had a really good adjustment to, you know, everybody that was there or even saw on or listening or saw it on NFHS. It was Brady Armstrong was really wreaking havoc on us. They're one of their D linemen, and we had to come up with some sort of solution. And Coach DeVries, my offensive line and defensive coordinator coach, he knows he's a really good coach and had a good adjustment of what we could do without really changing our whole offense and tweaking everything. But just one little adjustment, and it was our kids are really have a good football IQ. And we were able to do that. And, yeah, no, there was no wild speech or rah-rah, any of this. We just kind of assessed the situation and made one little adjustment, and it ended up working out well because, you know, not oftentimes we'll make an adjustment at halftime and it still doesn't work. But that one did work. And then, of course, they made an adjustment too. But we were able to kind of neutralize him a little bit. You're not going to ever stop him, but he – slowed him up a little bit, and then our offensive line kind of took over, and Stockton really managed our game well, made some nice throws and made some nice runs, and same with like Blaine and Trayton, and then Dawson made some nice catches, and Trooper had some nice blocks and a catch, and Mason Simonton had a good catch late in the game, and then our offensive line just really battled hard, and you know, we made some mistakes early, but really got after it. And, you know, starting with our center, Riley Brucey, and then our guards with Keenan Labrie and Chaka Shipman, and then tackles with Strahd Sims and Landon Retan, and then Skyler Gilkerson gets in there too as well, and especially on the defensive line. But it was a total team effort, and guys were blocking hard for each other and, you know, doing everything we asked of them, and they didn't get frustrated or down on themselves when we were down 14-0 in the blink of an eye. But yeah, it was not a whole lot on my part. It was the kids got after it and did a heck of a job.
And was there any discouragement? You know, there had to have been some, but I mean, was it fully? You're going in. This was the number two team, if I remember right. Being down the half, I mean, were they really discouraged, or did they try to upbeat real quick and?
Well, we had built some momentum going into the half. We were down 14-0 about 4 minutes left in the first quarter, and then we were able to get that fumble return for a touchdown and get kind of back in the game, and then we held them to a field goal, and then we marched down and late in the half, and the kids did a good job there too, and we were able to get ourselves a field goal. And so we had a little momentum going into the half, down only 17-10 versus down two touchdowns. So we were within one score, and that helped our mentality and our mindset, and thought, okay, we can play with these guys, and we just got a lot of work to do, but we can get after it. So, not much discouragement. And this group of guys, they don't get discouraged easily. And, you know, even though the things didn't go really well that first, you know, 7-8 minutes, but we just kept chipping away and battling hard and got after it.
We noticed, you guys definitely went back to, you know, at the beginning of the game, some of the tackles were a little bit high, went back to fundamentals. Once that happened, tackles started being low like they're supposed to be, but definitely noticed you can't tackle some of them boys high like that.
Absolutely, yeah. No, we preached it all week. Like, if you're going to tackle my nephew, Luke Oxart, up high, he's going to run you over or run right through those arm tackles, and he did quite often. And, you know, that later in the game, we kind of, you know, and that's what we talked a little bit about halftime as well, about, hey, we got to tackle low because you're not going to arm tackle these guys. So, yeah, fundamentals that we work on every week, but just got to continue to get better. And that's one of the ones we're highlighting this week and put a little extra time into it, is our fundamental tackling drills. And yeah, because you can't do that against good athletes, for sure.
And one thing, kind of off the you and I had talked about your I wanted to talk to you about your new piece of equipment. Then did that come into play during that game?
Absolutely, yeah. That Mr. Norby, when he was did some nice adjustments for our athletic programs and upgraded our huddle account across the all sports. And one of the perks with that is football got, it's called Huddle Sideline. And, you know, most of all the AA schools have it. And, you know, my buddy that coaches in California, LD Matthews, he has it. And, you know, those are for kind of two platoon teams where they have a whole offense and a whole defense. And when the offense is on the side, they can watch the big screen TV and the coach can kind of coach them up and watch the plays from the previous drive. We do have that technology with Mr. Norby upgrading our huddle account. And that did. That helped us make that adjustment, because when you can see that play, not in real time, but about just seconds after it's recorded, and a big shout-out to my daughter, Avi Oxard, and the other manager, Kayla Ottinger, those two recording up there allows us to do that. A lot of people don't realize how many people it takes behind the scenes to make a football game work like it did. But, yeah, that piece of equipment, it was huge. And then I made a mistake and left it in Baker, that happened. Anyway, so thanks to Mr. and Mrs. Bless, being related to some people in Baker, they got it up here for us, and then we were just about to get it hooked up, and the network wouldn't work on that. So thanks to Kalen Wiebe, he was the tech guy down in Miles City, and thankful he's on my staff and coaching junior high with us too, and he got it up and running about literally 5 seconds before kickoff. And thankfully I got those guys helping me out. So Kalen, it was kind of the savior to get that network figured out, because somehow some stuff got, and I know it wasn't me, but somehow underneath there some wires got switched around and stuff. So I'm not sure who was messing with it, but it was somewhere between Baker and here. But thankfully we had it, because I was not too happy with myself of misplacing it and leaving it in Baker. And thanks to Baker for finding it and getting it up here for us.
Yeah, that is an amazing piece of equipment. That is, when you were telling me about that, that just was so cool to me.
Yeah, I love that kind of technology, and it really helped us out. And been wanting it for a while now, and Mr. Norby made it happen.
And so moving on, we've got Missoula Loyola this week in Fairfield. How we sitting? And how's your gut feeling about this game?
Yeah, you know, we've battled some really good teams. You know, starting with Baker was a physical team, and we were able to kind of, you know, do some good things against those guys, and then make the long trip to Red Lodge against a real fast and well-oiled machine with those guys, and we're able to hold on and defeat those guys and gain some experience, and then play kind of a little bit different team with Jefferson. That's really, you know, a real physical, bruising team. And also, you know, both those teams have been in the state semifinals the last couple of years, and so we played real experienced teams and coaches, and you know that's kind of helped us coming to this one. But also, Coach Hughes at Missoula Loyola, he's got some great coaches. I mean, he's got a former NFL player on his staff with Chase Reynolds. But Coach Hughes does a heck of a job, and he knows his stuff, and he'll always have a good game plan and make you get you out of your comfort zone, and he'll find a weakness if you have it. But I like what our guys are doing, and our mindset is good, and it's good fun to play on a neutral site against a team that you don't get to see very often, and another good team that we'll get to battle and get us ready, hopefully, that fourth game ready for our opening conference game in a couple weeks.
And so, size-wise, how does Missoula Loyola match up against our Mustangs?
Yeah, you know, we're typically the smaller team, but you know, our guys are pretty athletic. But you know, up front, their center's 6'1", 180. Their guards are 6'1", 200, and 6'1", 180. And then they have really big tackles, 6'2", 255, and 6'4", 260. And, you know, there's only one junior on that. The rest of them are seniors. So they have experience, and I think, you know, three or four of them are returning starters. And then their quarterback is a really good basketball player, and he's a heck of a football player too, but he's 6'3", 190, Jack Clevenger. But basketball fans probably would recognize that name. And then he also plays defensive end for him. But yeah, they're pretty good sized, and their linebackers are good sized as well too. So we'll be the smaller team, but hopefully we're just as athletic, or hopefully more athletic, and can utilize our speed and strength against that size.
Are you expecting more of a run offense or a pass offense from them? Or
they're always pretty typically 50-50. You know, they're a real balanced team that can run and pass, and they do some read option stuff with their quarterback. So we're going to have to be able to stop the quarterback option with Clevenger. But they use their size up front to run the ball, but they usually come out in kind of a spread formation, kind of a open trips, you know, three receivers on one side and a wide receiver split out to the other side. And that one that's isolated out there by himself is 6'6", 190, Ethan Stack, and he's, you know, a vital part of their state champion basketball team. And he had a good game against us last year down in Fairfield. So we gotta be able to shut him down, and we'll put our best corner on him and maybe two over top of him to keep him from getting too many. But he's an athletic guy, and 6'6", can do a lot of stuff out at receivers.
And jumping to our kids here, so we are all the kids relatively still healthy? No sicknesses moving through the team, anything? Everything's good?
Yeah, nothing major. You know, you're just your typical, you know, starting to get into about a third into the season here, and you know, there's a few kids miss a day or two from being sick, but you know, there's just some younger guys, and you know, everybody's got a few bumps and bruises at this point, but overall pretty healthy and, you know, fairly fresh. And you know, on Mondays we take basically just watch film that day, and the JV's usually has a game, so we give these guys Saturday, Sunday, and then, you know, we just watch film on Monday, so they get three kind of full days of rest in their bodies, besides the freshmen and sophomores. But they weren't going too hard on Friday nights, so they still get that three days of rest as well. So we're trying. Yeah, my goal is to keep everybody, you know, fresh and fast and healthy, and because it gets to be a long season, so you got to save some in the tank for the end of the season too.
Well, I wish you the best of luck, Coach. We're going to be going with you guys this weekend, and be excited to watch, see how you guys do against Missoula Loyola. So, good luck.
All right, sounds good. Thanks, Ryan. We appreciate your coverage.
Thank you for joining me and taking the time. I know you're a busy guy.
You're welcome.
All right, folks, this is KMMR Mustang Radio's Coach's Corner. Thanks for listening.